KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 61 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today, a high around 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A Creston man was arrested on a drug-related charge Thursday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Creston police say 19-year-old Sergio Ibarra was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original possession of controlled substance first offense marijuana charge. Ibarra was being held in the jail on $1,000 bond. Officials of the Trainer Community School District have announced the hiring of Gary McNeil as their next high school principal. According to the district's website, McNeil has been serving as the principal at Clarinda Middle School for the last 6 years. He's also served as a high school principal in Texas. Gary McNeil will take over as high school principal and trainer effective July the 1st. In addition to his principal experience, McNeil has worked as an assistant principal, a dean of students, activities director, classroom science direct teacher, and is serving in a variety of coaching roles throughout his career. He earned a bachelor's degree from Wartburg College and a master's from the University of Houston. His wife, Tammy, is also an educator, and she's been teaching science at Clarinda for the last 6 years. Mrs. McNeil has accepted the middle school science teacher's position at the Trainer Community Schools and brings with her 20-plus years of teaching experience in a science content area. Together, they have three grown children that all reside within just a few hours of a Trainer. Elsewhere in state news, a three-vehicle collision on Interstate 10 in Jefferson County, Florida, has claimed the lives of three family members from Iowa who were vacationing in Florida and injured five others. The Florida Highway Patrol says the crash occurred Wednesday afternoon when a pickup truck driven by Mickey Milam, traveling east on I-10, tried to change lanes but hydroplaned on the wet roadway and went into the median. The truck collided with a Honda SUV driven by Ben Bartlett and a Volkswagen sedan. Bartlett died along with his 11-year-old son Charles and 9-year-old daughter Bailey. Ben's other daughter, 7-year-old Kaya, was taken to the hospital suffering from serious injuries, and his wife Erin suffered minor injuries. The family is from Cedar Falls, Iowa. Milam and his two passengers, Tyler Jackson and Bailey White, suffered minor injuries. None of the four occupants of the Volkswagen were injured. A Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper who was critical of the agency after an Iowa man drowned at the Lake of the Ozarks last year has been demoted for speaking out. An attorney for Randy Henry said the trooper was moved from the Lake of the Ozarks, where he had patrolled for nearly three decades, and demoted from sergeant to corporal. The Kansas City Star reports attorney Chet Pleben of St. Louis issued a news release Thursday describing his client as a whistleblower after the death of Brandon Ellingson. The 20-year-old suburban Des Moines man was handcuffed and in the custody of a state trooper when he fell from the boat and drowned. Henry told Missouri lawmakers road troopers who occasionally helped the water patrol didn't receive enough training. Authorities say they've recovered a gun likely used in the slaying of a man in northern Iowa. The Emmett County Sheriff's Office said in a news release Thursday the gun, shell casings, and other evidence were found during searches and that the items have been sent to the state laboratory for criminal analysis. The office said also 18-year-old Lee Christensen, the man suspected of killing 19-year-old Thomas Bortfit, has waived extradition proceedings and soon will be returned to Emmett County from Minneapolis. Christensen was arrested there on Sunday. Bortfit's body was found earlier in the day in a rural area of Emmett County. Christensen has been charged with first-degree murder. The top Democratic leader in the Iowa General Assembly says Democrats are willing to convene a special legislative session to vote on how much general state aid public schools will get for the 2016-2017 school year.
We're quite open to that.
That's Senate Democratic leader Mike Gronsdahl. By law, that decision was to have been made in February, but legislators didn't even make the final decision about how much money to send to schools for the coming school year until last week as the 2015 session concluded. Gronsdahl says Democrats are quite open to a special session, and they favor a 4% hike in per-pupil spending for the following year.
At this point, I'd say the governor can't convince his colleagues in the House to even go along with his what we consider an adequate number of 2.45%.
Republican Governor Terry Branstad made that recommendation in January, and this past Monday, Branstad would not rule out the idea of calling legislators back to Des Moines for a special session to make the decision about school funding. House Speaker Craig Paulson, a top Republican in the legislature, said that House Republicans favor a slightly smaller 2% increase. He's less enthusiastic about the talk of a special session.
I'm not sure that speculation is. I mean, let's get through the next 30 days and figure out where we are.
The governor, by law, has 30 days after the legislature adjourns for the year to sign or veto all the bills. Paulson and Gronstahl made their comments during a taping of the Iowa Press program, which airs tonight on Iowa Public Television. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said colleagues should be more open about their finances or lose federal aid. The Republican presidential prospect argues for more transparency in higher education in a speech at Ames. He says colleges should be forced to be more open about costs and to itemize their bills. He wants to bar schools that don't do that from participating in federal grant and aid programs. Christie's speech Thursday drew no distinction between public and private schools on that point. It's his fourth policy speech in recent weeks as he prepares for a potential run for the presidency. An Iowa appeals court has reversed a ruling that took away the parental rights of a deaf woman to her infant child. The court said the Iowa Human Services Department should have used a sign language interpreter to communicate with the mother from the onset of the department's contact with her. The mother, who was not identified, gave birth to a son in 2014. She soon showed signs of depression. The hospital released her, but contacted public service agencies to assist her. The department communicated with her in writing instead of an interpreter, and when the baby was a month old, the department filed a court petition saying it was difficult to communicate with the mother and that she lacked parenting skills. The former owner of a Cedar Rapids business has been sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison for selling synthetic drugs from his store and for identity theft. Prosecutors say 39-year-old Matthew McCauley on Wednesday was given 134 months in prison at his sentencing in U.S. District Court in Cedar Rapids. McCauley pleaded guilty to maintaining a place for distributing controlled substances and to aggravated identity theft. At his plea hearing, McCauley admitted he opened the fragrance hut in February of 2014 so he could sell illegal synthetic controlled substances commonly referred to as Spice or K2. Court documents say McCauley created a false driver's license using another person's name and date of birth. McCauley was ordered to pay nearly $5,000 in restitution to the identity theft victim. Our news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.